True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, the Monday Rewind on WQAM is sponsored by Chevy. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's time to see why Chevy is America's most dependable lineup of trucks. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Whole bunch of stuff. We're going to continue talking football here. Josh Appel is still with us. We do have a chance for you every day this week on this program to win a $50 gift card for Twin Peaks. So just keep listening. You know, we've all gotten together at Twin Peaks for lunch numerous times. Me and Josh and Crowder used to be there every week. Jimmy has shown up there, got little boyed by Corey Harris.
Still traumatized.
Physically took your hamburger and cut it in half. We have great memories of Twin Peaks. We love Twin Peaks. And we have a $50 Twin Peaks gift card to give away every day this week. So just keep listening, and we will do that sometime before 6 o'clock. Another great giveaway going on. Mike Tyson is bringing his Return of the Mike show to Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood in December. And it's stories and anecdotes from Iron Mike. And we've got a chance for you to win tickets. The code word today is Mike, M-I-K-E. Text Mike to 20357. That's 20357. If you want more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Tickets are available for purchase at hardrock.com, casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. A little cutesy there on the URL. How about you go to Hard Rock and just search Iron Mike Tyson, Seminole Hard Rock. That would be less words than the URL I just gave out. So you'll find the tickets if you want to purchase it. Go to hardrock.com. You'll find the tickets if you want to purchase them. But the code word today is Mike if you want to win the tickets. So text Mike to 20357.
One of the only times I was in a room intimidated by another human being was when I interviewed Mike Tyson. He's still scary.
He's intimidating.
Yeah, he's still scary. His muscles are always tense. Like it's like standing next to a pit bull. Like, are you okay?
And he's going
to
be fighting. He's going to be fighting next year.
Yeah, Floyd's going to hit him 719 times an inning.
Unless
anyone making fun. I went to the Marlins game yesterday.
Making fun of McDaniel for being unprepared, and Crowder's talking about how many innings are in a professional fight.
Rounds, I believe they're called.
Rounds, I do believe they are called rounds. Let's do 15 minutes of game day uncensored, even though that's kind of the entire show. It's brought to you by the Lexus TX, room for all your passions. In three rows of luxurious comfort, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. There's a column. I know Solana had texted it to us earlier today. I had read it. The tweet from Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald kind of summarizes what's there. It says there's blame everywhere, from the GM who can't get out of his own way to the head coach who seems to be out of answers to a QB who seems to be regressing. But why is the franchise still lost? Start with the owner, who shows no inclination or ability to fix this. And I think, Solana, did you tweet or text to us? There was a little snippet from that column where essentially it says, there's no one. Mickey Arison had Pat Riley, the signature hire, right? Vinny Viola had Bill Zito, yeah. The signature hire. You can go down the list. And Barry Jackson's point was, Stephen Ross doesn't have one. Literally doesn't have one. For as long as he's owned the team, they've been devoid of that guy, that leader.
You wouldn't consider Bill Parcells that guy?
Well, he upped the golf cart game, obviously.
I'm just saying, at the time, that was the Pat Riley, that was the Bill Zito.
It felt like it, but that would be Pat Riley if Pat Riley petered out after 2.5 seasons and took all of Mickey Arison's money.
That just made it seem like he hadn't tried to make a hire like that. He just promoted guys from within. Like, he tried that.
No, he's not saying. Well, Barry Jackson's point is in the article is not that Stephen Ross hasn't tried. He states it very clearly. He presents, before he goes into all the shortcomings of the Chris Greer era and the Mike McDaniel era, he presents the facts that Stephen Ross has made several contributions to make Dolphins Stadium or Hard Rock Stadium a better environment. He's gone out. He's put resources into the organization, but he writes, the owners who leave an indelible mark hire at least one person who has a profoundly positive long-term impact on his or her franchise. And he points out Joe Robbie with Shula, Mickey Arison with Pat Riley, Vinny Viola with Bill Zito. We're still waiting on Ross to find one in year 17. It's not just making the splash hire. It's the results that come with the splash hire.
It's not a splash hire. Because like Tom Garfinkel, he is very good at business. The CEO, he knows how to, like, the damn F1s and the price of the franchise is one of the highest.
Egress.
The egress and ingress and gresses, whatever gresses they're doing. They are great business people. But to Vinny Viola, he's making deals to get players here. To Pat Riley, no, he knows basketball. That's what we're missing. From the top to the bottom, who makes it's Chris Greer. Chris Greer makes all football decisions. I don't think Tom, who is a good dude, great at giving charities to the cancer societies, he does not know if an outside linebacker can play or not. And that's where everything's back on Chris Greer. Is this roster set up to beat anybody? That's what we have to do. Vinny Viola is going to get players here. Pat Riley knows how to get players. I don't know if the Dolphins have that guy to maximize talent in the organization where it matters on the court, the field, or the ice.
By the way, Wayne Huizenga hired Bill Parcells.
I didn't think it was Stephen Ross. I thought it was way before the end of that.
Yeah.
I mean, there really is no guy from Stephen Ross to Barry Jackson's point, but I would put Stephen Ross so far down the list. I understand what Barry's doing. Barry's essentially doing the buck stops here thing. So maybe this guy's failed, but ultimately it's you, owner guy, who needs to make the real impact in hiring the right guy. I think Stephen Ross, he has been as good an owner as you can ask, aside from not having success on the field. He has no hesitation to put money where it's needed. He has no hesitation. Stephen Ross, from everything we understand, wanted Lamar Jackson and trusted his football guys, didn't overrule them. And we see it time and time again, right? Where we go, oh, that owner needs to stay in his lane, do what he does, own, let the football people decide. So I think Stephen Ross, for me, is really far down on the list of problems when it comes to the Dolphins. I mean, right now, it is strictly, it's a personnel problem, but it is also a coaching problem right now, because I just don't understand how they could look the way they looked Sunday if you had a coach that had some modicum of control over. I mean, You have to be able to witness during training camp and practices and meetings. You have to be able to witness, notice lethargy. There's no way that the team there's no way Mike McDaniel didn't have warning that they were going to look like that. It is impossible to believe that they could look that lethargic and that disinterested and that unprepared and him not have any advance warning of it. For him to think that they were locked in and tough and ready to go and then be exploited and embarrassed that way by Daniel Jones in Indianapolis, there is a disconnect between what Mike McDaniel is seeing and witnessing and what's happening out on the field, and it's maddening.
And they'll tell you that, hey, you guys are more worried about so-and-so than we are. Greer did it with the offensive line last year, and I think one of the position coaches in the secondary did it this year with the cornerbacks. And like,
but I did say to Solana, because Solana had pointed that out when it happened. And I'm like, what do you want the secondary coach to say? I'm very concerned about our cornerbacks. I mean, you're literally, these are your guys. Of course, you're going to say that they're situated and fine.
Fair. But also when it's like a theme year over year and like you're saying to people who, I know this has been a big topic of conversation, I realize that I don't know as much as the coaching staff and as Chris Greer, but there are certain things that like we can all see for ourselves. And on multiple occasions for certain members of the organization to tell us, the collective, nah, you guys are just flat out wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. Like it's borderline insulting because we can all see it.
When I went to the Detroit Lions, Miami Dolphins joint practice, and I came on air from the facility and said, bro, they're getting worn out in this practice. Then remember, we watched the Jags game where they didn't have any starters playing and the offense couldn't pee a drop. And we're like, oh no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I think we should have been concerned with that, because I watched one and I was there during one and I was like, this team was not ready to play Detroit. This team was not ready offensively to play the Jags. Oh, no, we're fine. Like, to Josh's point, we're fine. Don't worry about it. We're just working on some things. Then you get your ass whooped by 25 against Daniel Jones Colts? That's embarrassing. Y'all were not ready to play football. We kind of saw some tea leaves, and we were whistling through the graveyard, and then on Sunday it was confirmed that they weren't ready to play NFL schedule yet.
Bradley Chubb said afterwards they were just making stuff up basically on defense.
Which is like bizarre.
I heard
what,
that.
What?
Can they remove defenses. The microphone? Can they stop putting the microphone in front of Bradley Chubb? Like just tell the Dolphins PR, don't let Bradley Chubb talk after games, because in training camp he told everybody that, yeah, last year we were all committed to being a tougher team, but we were just saying that this year is different. And then now His answer to what happened there was, maybe the most humiliating loss in my lifetime was, oh, well, we were just making stuff up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bradley Chubb did not like what Solana was saying, and he pulled the plug on our broadcast there in the last segment, but we got it back. We had a problem with master control, but we are back and we will continue to talk. Let's do headlines because we cut out there before we did headlines in the last segment. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Maybe you can play that Mike McDaniel sound here in the headline so everyone can hear what he had to say today about yesterday's debacle.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel speaking to the media, his Monday day after game press conference. We'll start right here. Here was Mike McDaniel's comments regarding a lot that went wrong yesterday in the Dolphins' disastrous start to the season.
Is that that was a miserable experience. It was embarrassing, flat out. And in that, there's nowhere to hide. It's almost, you know, within the game, you know, it's almost good that there's that it wasn't reachable, that we were minus four, because there's, you know, as a team, we have to, you know, I was really looking forward to seeing the stuff that we've really worked on diligently, and I didn't see any of it.
He doesn't have any answers, and that's the reality. There's certain guys, you know, we talk about being in the foxhole with someone. There's certain guys, stuff goes wrong, and you go, that guy will fix it. That guy will get us out of it. He doesn't have any answers. And by the way, a lot of the time for the past 3 years, I've thought that what we get from him in the media sessions has to be somewhat different than what the team gets in meeting rooms and speeches, yeah, and coaching wise. And it's not. That's what they're getting. And if I'm frustrated by that, I mean, that what he just said there, which really to me made no sense, what he said there looks like the guy who would coach a team to look like what the Dolphins looked like yesterday.
It first thing popped in my mind, I've told y'all the story, was Cam Cameron. The goofiness of the game, Washington. They're the Commanders now. Their name was different back then. Well, we go to overtime, they kick us the ball, we go three and out, they get the ball, drive the ball right down our throat to kick a field goal to win the game. And this goofy bastard walked into the locker room and said, from the outside looking in, that was a great football game. Like, what are you talking about? You're on the inside, butt wipe. Like, but that was the 07 season. That was the 1-15 season. To your point, Hawk, that was the 1-15 season. Where that reminds me a lot of, well, it's great to just feel the misery. Why didn't we prepare for non-misery? It's puzzling right now because he's had success.
I love Mike McDaniel. I know. I love Mike McDaniel and I love Tua. I want them both to succeed. I want to be able to be proud of the team that I root for. And Mike McDaniel, his responses yesterday after the game, his demeanor during the game, and I don't want to be demeanor guy, but his demeanor during the game was apathetic. And then that just doesn't instill any confidence in me other than, hey, hoping it works out better next week. it does nothing for me. So I don't know. I'm sad because I put a lot of emotional energy behind believing in Mike McDaniel and Tua and Chris Greer this offseason when I was swimming upstream on that one. And man, they made me look like a fool.
I mean, this is year four of Mike McDaniel. And if they lost yesterday because of things that we hadn't seen before, then like, all right, like these are new issues. But it's a lot of the same stuff that we've been seeing from a team led by Mike McDaniel for the last three plus seasons. I didn't even mention the Tyreek Hill catch that he 100% got both feet in that Mike McDaniel just didn't challenge.
Didn't challenge.
And he's got a track record of being one of the worst at challenges.
Oh, he kept his track record going yesterday by not challenging something that would have gotten overturned.
I saw somebody say this, and it really put it into perspective for me. Yesterday's offense with Tua looked like how the offense last year looked like with Tim Boyle. They played a game at Indianapolis last year and had a better chance of winning, led by Tim Boyle. They were driving at the end with Tim Boyle in a one-score game last year. Yesterday with Tua Tagovailoa. And like that's the thing that's hardest to grapple with for me, I think. I'm an optimist. Sue me. I've seen Tua play at a really high level in this league. We all have. That guy yesterday, that is a completely different person. I don't know the reasons. Maybe it is all the injuries catching up to him. But like that was not a competent NFL quarterback by any stretch of the imagination. And he has, again, just go back and look at some of the highlights from 2023. I know he wasn't perfect that whole season. But if you go watch that and compare it to what you saw yesterday, just Tua, not even the scheme, not even the skill guys around him, just Tua. It's a different player. It just is.
I would say, it's funny you say that because I was going to bring it up. The Bradley Chubb thing about, oh, we're just making plays up on the sideline with Tua's performance, with Mike McDaniel's post-game press conference, there's an aloof to this team that, and you can address that. Like, you can buckle down, go back to last year with Bradley Chubb when he said, we act like we want to be tough, but we're not doing anything to be tough. We're just talking tough. That's an aloofness that Mike McDaniel has. Like, if I'm – we just got beat by 25, fellas. I am walking it with a Dom Capers, with a Mike Nolan, with a Nick Saban, with the guys defensively. I'm walking into the meeting room with my head down, worried. We're about to get cussed out. We just gave up 33 points to Daniel Jones. And your head coach walks in and says – oh, well, the great thing about that is that it was miserable all day, so the misery can get a hold of us. What did you just say to me? I get paid to stop points. We gave up 33 points. You please cuss me out. I want to get cussed out today. There's no cussing out going on in that building.
And then if you're Tua Tagovailoa and you have that performance, you're going to be the guy that's holding the other players accountable in the room after that? Like, there's just not a lot of credibility with him when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I just feel like I'm eating a lot of crow today. I'm not trying to like, it is one game, but it is the first game. And against that particular opponent, the way they look, like, I don't know how, like, oh, well, it's only game one. Like, I don't know how to keep that perspective. Normally I'm able to do that, but with what we saw yesterday, like, how can you just write that off as a one-off? Especially when you've been seeing, like I said, a lot of these same issues going back 4 years under Mike McDaniel, even when they were a good team.
I'm with you. All that being said, I'm betting the Dolphins -2, and I'm betting all the 2-0.
Hawk, to your point, Nohawk, I would not be surprised if they beat the Patriots at home Sunday. where the guys, where they.
That's the way this league works. Yeah. That's and, how this league works.
And they did this pleasant, friendly camp. Everybody's enjoying each other. You know, everybody's joking and playing. And now there's grown men getting embarrassed by 25-point losses, where some of the leaders have to step up and say, let's tighten up. They beat, if they beat the Pats, they're not beating the Bills, let's be honest, fellas. But they could beat the Pats.
Oh,
they
could beat the
Jets. That Bills game, I know exactly how that game is going to go.
You ignore the last 16 points.
I mean, Crowder, it's the Bills on Thursday night in prime time. When has that ever gone badly for the Dolphins?
What could go wrong?
Forever. Forever.
Dolphins line, by the way, is down to 1.5. So if you wanted to lay points with the Dolphins, it's dropping. So if you got it in at 2, shame on you. It's down to 1.5. All right, what else do you have in the headlines, Solana?
Since we dipped our toes in the Demeanor River, Tyreek Hill did not seem happy on the sideline either. If we're reading body language midway through the first quarter, a couple turnovers from Tua Tagovailoa. They tried to get Tyreek involved. Clearly, nothing over the top. And Tyreek was notably angry on the sidelines.
Well, over the top of his head. Flying right over the top of his head.
And I saw some of those All-22 clips. I mean, he was running open on some of these players, and Tua just wasn't getting the ball.
One of Tua's worst games ever.
It might be the worst.
Well, said it. He looked like Tim Boyle. That looked like the Tim Boyle offense we saw. And there's no chance I would have believed you if you said that Tua could ever have a game like that. Wouldn't have.
Didn't y'all send me something where Tua's QBR was a 3?
So I had a buddy of mine look this up. So Tua Tagovailoa was the lowest graded quarterback by PFF yesterday. However, if you take out the filter for number of snaps, there was one quarterback worse, according to Pro Football Focus yesterday, and it was Zach Wilson.
So if I extrapolate that out correctly, Mike McDaniel made the right choice in starting Tua over Zach Wilson.
His QBR was a 2.7. Y'all sent me that. Jimmy could get a 2.7.
Probably higher.
I heard about that sprint speed to the bathroom. You would have been able to get out of that pocket a couple of times.
You've never seen Jimmy's shovel pass.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I'll give you some more local stuff just to close this out. The Marlins are back at home. They're going to play four against the Washington Nationals. They dropped 2 of 3 to the Philadelphia Phillies at home over the weekend. Obviously, USF beat UF. USF is number 18 in the top 25 AP poll.
Let's give Josh a second here. Josh is a proud USF Bull, and Crowder is a proud Florida Gator. And Josh may be as collegiately decorated as Crowder, because Crowder is an All-American at Florida. Josh, did you win the Jim Nance Award at USF, or was that in high school?
Nope, that was at USF. And I also was a very good intramural basketball referee and intramural flag football quarterback.
He got me, son.
What a great calling card. I was a good intramural basketball referee.
I got a plaque for official of the year.
You do seem like you'd be a good ref. You do seem, because you're friendly, but you stand on purpose. Like, you're going to call it.
I had to put some frat guys in their place when they were mouthing off to me for a call. I gave out a technical. I wasn't afraid.
So you have a referee badge, Jim Nance Award, and an intramural quarterback award?
No. That's self-given. The quarterback award.
Well,
I actually got a plaque for being good intramural.
Why is it not up behind you? You have some empty space above your right shoulder there. Yeah. I see you have the Panthers jersey. Why not have the intramural referee plaque up on the wall behind you?
Because I got to find it. It was in my car.
You know what I have here? I got to give a shout out to the Renaissance Hotel here in Tampa. You know what they set me up with when I checked in? I have a picture of Matt Mervis with the Reno Aces, the Marlins, and the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. My guy Victor here at the Renaissance in Tampa. That's where I'm doing the show from. I know a couple of people have texted in that maybe my broadcast signal sounds a little laggy here and there. I apologize. I'm in Tampa, but I was greeted with an on-air sign and this picture of Matt Mervis, framed picture in the room, and it says, "You can never shadow ban greatness."
Has that ever been requested before in the history of time? A Matt Mervis career?
I would imagine that here at the Renaissance in Tampa, they have, I think I'm in the Matt Mervis suite. So I think as you get closer to Jacksonville, you know, the people appreciate what he did up there a little more than Miami appreciated what he did with the Marlins.
Mervis suite, huh?
The Mervis suite, yeah. That's right.
I think Crowder would like to shadow ban Billy Napier. Speaking of shadow banning,
right? So go ahead,
go get him, go on, Josh.
Josh, you got it. Go ahead, because you got UM this Saturday. Is that a game in your mind? Because they're 17.5 point dogs. USF is. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that, you know, Crowder, there's no shame in losing to a ranked team. You know, it happens from time to time. You know, you can't just line up against Byron Brown and the Bulls and expect to, you know, just walk into a W. It just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that the spitting pandemic has engulfed the Florida Gator football program as well. That was bizarre, but thanks, I guess. I love the Gramatica family. Just thank you to the Gramaticas for being great kickers and giving us one of them.
They need some condoms in the Gramatica family. They just keep making Gramaticas forever and ever. I hate them.
Listen, if I could churn out professional and collegiate kickers like that, that'd be my job. Time to make a kicker.
Josh and myself were talking off air. Like, it's embarrassing.
At what point were you nervous?
At halftime.
Don't do that, because I texted you and you texted me like the middle of the third quarter. This is ugly, but we're not going to lose.
I didn't think we were going to lose, Josh, but I didn't think we were not going to score any damn points and just look back. The Brown, what's the boy's name?
Byron Brown.
He looked better than DJ Lagway.
He did.
DJ Lagway is a half a foot taller than him, and there's a howitzer on him. Like, Billy Napier, for us, and I know our payroll. Now, it's funny to talk about it. UF's payroll is probably triple USF's payroll.
Mm.
And we're getting whooped at home by USF? They riding. Y'all can't even afford a plane. You're driving buses from Tampa to Gainesville. And we're getting whooped at home? It's embarrassing, man. Billy got to go.
Orlando defense does.
Bring in old Lane. We need old Lane Kiffin, Josh. We talked about it. Give me – I will contribute to Lane. Lane can make $17 million a year. I want Lane Kiffin.
Be a great hire.
It almost feels like we didn't get a fair look, a fair assertion of what the Gators are against Long Island University. I'm starting to think that they weren't much of an opponent.
They beat a MAC team over the weekend. They went to Eastern Michigan and beat Eastern Michigan, yeah.
I tell you what,
you guys, Crowder.
If the Gators faced that Long Island team like week three or four when they got things rolling a little bit, that'd have been a whole different outcome.
We got LSU, Miami, Texas A&M, Texas, Florida might go 1-6.
And Florida State in there too. Or is that later?
No, it's right now. We play four ranked teams in a row, starting with LSU and Miami. I think it's Texas.
Five if you count USF.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, what, five? Look at Josh. Josh, I'll give it to you today, Josh. I would love to cuss you out.
Who has a better resume in college football right now than Alex Golish and the USF Bulls? Like, Dave Portnoy tweeted this out.
They've got two good wins. They do.
If by some miracle, for the second consecutive week, as a 3-score underdog, they go on the road and beat a top-5 Miami team, how do you not put that team number one?
Well, I'm asking you, though. Do you think that they have a chance to upset Miami in Miami?
I think they have a chance. I don't think it's going to happen. How's that for a hot take? I'm still debating whether or not I'm going to take them to cover. But I think Miami, again, another hot take, seems like they have it a bit more together than the Florida Gators do right now.
I'm worried about your trenches, Josh. I've watched two games, Notre Dame, Miami, and Florida, USF, and I don't know if y'all's fat boys can compete with their fat boys.
I think that for a little bit they might be able to, but once the game wears on, I would tend to agree. But hey, that's why they play the game.
Great, great finish. You have anything else in the headline, Solana?
What a coward. You're coming off that win, and you're like, oh, I'll see if I pick them to cover. Okay. Like, where's so your USF pride?
You were making faces at me when I was like contemplating whether or not I was going to come out. So you had – this is a win-win for you because you would have shamed me and put me down if I said they were going to win. And I gave you the rational take, and you're still getting on me for it. So, listen, heady play by you. But I see through you.
As somebody who's never given a rational take in his life, Appel, you know, learn a thing or two. Your team just came out that win over USF. Lean into it, man. Lean into it. All right, your weather – lightning in parts of South Florida, rain in parts of South Florida. Drive safely. That's your weather.
All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. You want to stick around, Josh, or you got places to go?
No, I'll stick around.
You were going to stick around. Where are you going to go? It's a rainy day.
I got to tell you the story about texting Josh about parking at the Marlins Stadium. We had a little miscommunication.
We've covered the parking situation with you before, Crowder. Park in the lot right across from the third base lot. It's like $15, and it's right there. It's an easy out.
Well, Josh told me home plate dugout parking lot.
In the garage, though?
In the garage. He told me home plate garage. That's what my text said.
Why didn't you learn your lesson on the garage? That garage is terrible.
And then I told him I need the affluent efficiency garage, and he couldn't understand what that means, and now it went downhill fast.
Well, the original version of the text, I don't know what word he was trying to tell me, but I figured in my head, well, all the people who sit in the PNC Club, they either valet right there or they park in the home plate garage. Affluent, home plate garage. There you go.
Gotcha. He was talking more about ingress and egress.
Well, he said affluent.
Affluent efficiency, I think, is an amazing phrase.
Yeah, but not if it doesn't encapsulate what you're trying to say. All right, 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.